The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw the large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days of wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciple, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments. From the 5 barley loaves, there had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him up to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, once a little boy got into a heated argument with his sister about who was going to get at the last brownie. And his mother overheard this discussion and came in to try to resolve the fuss. Her 2 children, both extremely upset, each wanted that lost brownie. So, sensing the opportunity to teach a lesson, deeper spiritual truth, the mother looked at her children and asked that very relevant question. In this situation, what would Jesus do? Well, the little boy immediately answered, "That is easy. Jesus would just break the brownie and make 5,000 more." Yes, my dear friends, today, Gospel, we have the beginning of Jesus' discourse on the bread of life. It is fitting that the discourse began with the multiplication of loaves. Jesus actually gone up to mountain to be with his disciples. But he sees a large crowd following him and wanted to provide a food for them. 5,000 people ate, and 12 baskets are full of fragments are gathered so that the food may not waste. It has not been possible to buy bread because of the number people gathered. The multiplication takes place when a boy brings some barley loaves and fish. By the boy offered to Jesus, and Jesus multiplies them. In the first reading, Elisha multiplies the 20 barley loaves. Hundreds of men eat of them and they are satisfied. In the second reading, Paul begs the Christian in Ephesians to live a life worthy according to the vocation. The bread of life discourse began with the multiplication of the loaves. The 5 loaves, barley loaves and 2 small fish, which boy has brought with him, are multiplied and placed 5,000 men without counting the women and the children. Everyone has eaten, and the fragments are gathered into basket, filling 12 of them. The first reading also deals with the multiplication of loaves, but without contrasting detail. The man had brought 20 loaves, which will be multiplied for 100 people. There were some left, but we do not know how much the quantity is not specified. The similarity and difference in these 2 narratives provides also a message for us. Both the narratives speak of God's providence, especially in the feeding of his people. The first reading deals with the prophet Elisha. Elisha is the successor of Elisha, prophet Elisha. In both cases, multiplication, someone brings the loaves and the loaves are multiplied. The difference indicates the ways of God and how God works and how he provides. Elisha and Jesus are both prophets, but they belong to different times. Man brings 20 loaves of bread made from the first fruit of the harvest. In the acknowledgement of the fact that all the products of the land are given to us by God. So, it shows our thankfulness for his goodness. So, my dear friends, the Israelites brought as an offering a portion of the fruit that ripened first. These were looked on the pledge of the coming of the harvest. Such an offering was made on behalf of the nation by the individual. These offerings, the first fruit, went for the support of the priesthood. So, my dear friends, the 20 loaves were thought to be insufficient for 100 people. The 5 loaves will be insufficient for the large crowd of multitude. That is why Philip says, it is not enough even 200 denarii worthy of bread would not be enough for each of us to satisfy little. Jesus is the Son of God, and he has the power and authority. Jesus then does something, and he asks them to take the seed. He takes the loaves and the 2 fish, give thanks to God, and set before the people. Yes, my dear friends, they all ate and satisfied. They collect the 12 basket full of bread left over. Nothing should be lost. When Jesus gives, he gives abundantly always. The 12 basket of full of bread, after having the people eat, to their satisfaction is indicative of the generousness of God. God is never stingy always, but He is always generous. We should ask God, God will give us abundantly. The multiplication of the Eucharist loaves has the significance of the Eucharist. The Eucharist also a meal. Jesus gives His own body and blood for our spiritual nourishment, food that leads to eternal life. So, my dear friends, in the offertory at the Mass, we present the fruit of our labor, represented by bread and wine. These gifts given to us first by God as a grain and fruit, and return to God our offering of thanksgiving. God in turn transforms our gifts, making this bread and wine the very body and blood of Jesus, and gives us to eat and drink our essential spiritual nourishment. So, my dear friends, we also offer ourselves in this exchange, and we too are transformed by the Eucharist. So, today we celebrate the feast of the Stanley Rother. He is a venerable servant of God, priest and martyr to the dignity of the altar, and named him blessed. We have another intercessor among the great cloud of witness in heaven, who shows how to follow the Lord Jesus, but also because of the blessed Stanley Rother is the first martyr born in these United States of America and the first American priest to be beatified. He ministered in Tulsa and Oklahoma City for 5 years before he joined the mission in the remote village of Santiago in Guatemala, where he very quickly connected with the descendants of the Mayans. In the midst of this tribe, he knew that helping these people could easily be considered as subversive by the local government. His expectation proved that after 13 years of ministry in the poor village, a parishioner pointed complaint to the government about the Father Stanley Rother preaching. His name was placed on the death list. His bishop soon ordered him to go back to his country, that is Oklahoma, but Stanley Rother protested, saying, "The shepherd cannot run at the first sign of danger." But Bishop would not relent. Pope Francis called Blessed Stanley a man who was driven by a deeply faith and a profound union with God, and set his liturgical memorial on July 28, the day of his heavenly birth. Blessed Stanley Rother, we see, may a man who could say with Paul, "Christ will be magnified in my body, whether life or by death. For to me, life is Christ and death is a gain." So, my dear friends, he lived a life of faith, courage, and love. His example shows us to love God and love our neighbor can be instilled first in our daily, ordinary lives. So, my dear friends, may he intercede for us and teach us to fulfill the commands of God, to love God and our neighbor. Amen.